If you feel like success on platforms like TikTok is, I don't know, purely random luck, like you're just throwing content at a wall and hoping, just hoping that this time it sticks, then this deep dive is for you. We're here to tell you that you can stop guessing.
You really can.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is to take the overwhelming, confusing world of short-form video and distill it into a rigorous, scientific, and most importantly, a repeatable method.
Right.
We want to move you from just using your intuition to, strategic data-driven growth, actionable steps based on numbers, not just a feeling.
And that strategic shift is absolutely vital because the TikTok algorithm, it's not really rewarding popularity in the old sense. It's rewarding retention.
Retention.
What matters most, watch time and engagement. If you can't hook your viewers in those first, what, 2 or 3 seconds?
Yeah, it's brutal.
It is. And if you don't get them to interact, likes, comments, shares, the platform just, it moves on. It won't distribute your video widely.
So that's the high stakes game. How do we systematically nail those metrics then?
With a scientific approach, with iteration.
Let's define that. What does iteration actually mean for a content creator?
It means you stop using a shotgun and you pick up a sniper rifle. It's constant, deliberate experimentation. You test different combinations of elements, the visual, the audio, the length. You analyze the performance, and then you improve based on, hard data.
Not just vibes.
Not just vibes. It's about building a structured methodology. You're turning what feels like a chaotic, artistic thing into a predictable, measurable process.
So you're building a foundation of data for every decision you make.
Exactly. And by the time you've really adopted this, you should have three key takeaways. First, a clear process for analyzing your TikTok data. And I mean the important stuff like average view duration and completion rate.
Not just the view count.
Never just the view count. Second, you get a structured way to form and test hypotheses one at a time. And third, and this might be the most valuable piece, you create a comprehensive iteration diary.
An iteration diary, a logbook.
A permanent logbook to track all your results, your wins, your failures, everything.
That diary sounds like the real gold here. I mean, it's the difference between learning from a mistake and just making it again in 3 weeks.
100%.
So let's talk about the levers you can actually pull, the variables. Our sources point to a few key ones, right?
They do. The hook is a big one. Is it a visual or a direct question? Then you have video duration, the length. The sound you use is huge on TikTok.
Oh, massive.
The tone, is it funny? Is it serious? And of course, the text you put on screen. You test these one by one.
Okay, so this brings us to the methodology itself. This is where it gets really interesting because we're taking the guesswork out and putting in a seven-step analytical roadmap. We're basically building a content lab.
And step one is the foundation of that lab. Monitor the metrics.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
It means you have to get specific. You go past the vanity metrics, like your total followers. You use TikTok analytics to record a baseline for every video.
So you're drilling down.
You're drilling way down. You're looking for the average view duration, how long people actually watch, and the completion rate.
Yeah.
That's the percentage of people who watch all the way to the very end. That completion rate is pure gold for the algorithm.
And for anyone listening who's maybe a little new to the back end, you're talking about going into creator tools, hitting analytics, and then looking at the actual video performance for each
That's
post.
it. You find those percentages, you write them down. That's your baseline. Only then do you go to step two. Identify variables to test.
And here's the rule that I think everyone breaks.
Oh, absolutely. The crucial rule of experimentation. You modify only one variable per experiment.
We've all done it, right? You change the sound, the hook, the lighting, the video goes viral, and you have no idea why.
And you just say, well, I guess I'll do all of that again. It's a wasted learning opportunity. If you test a new sound, you have to keep the length, the tone, the hook, everything else exactly the same.
So you can isolate the impact.
You isolate the impact. That's how you know for sure what worked.
Okay, so you've picked your one variable. Step three is moving from an idea to a prediction. Formulate a hypothesis.
Right. And you can't just say, I think asking a question will work better. You have to quantify it,
Make it measurable.
make it measurable. The sources give a great template. If I use a hook with a direct question in the first 2 seconds, I will increase the completion rate by 10%.
Wow, that's specific.
It has to be. It gives you a clear target. If you don't hit that 10% improvement, maybe the change isn't worth making permanent. It prevents you from chasing tiny, meaningless gains.
That makes sense. Okay, so you have a testable prediction. Now you actually have to, you know, publish it. Step four is to create and publish the new version. How do you ensure a fair test here? Because timing has to matter, right?
Timing is huge. Absolutely. The new video has to keep every other element the same, but you also have to control for things like when your audience is online. If your baseline video went out at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, your test video needs to go out around 7 p.m. on a Tuesday.
You want to give both videos an equal chance with the algorithm.
An equal playing field. Exactly.
All right. The new video is up. Now we hit step five. Collect and compare data. The sources mention a 3 to 5 day window. Is that a hard rule?
It's a strong guideline. You can't draw a conclusion after like 6 hours. The algorithm is still testing it, pushing it to new people. You need to give it that 3 to 5 days to get a really representative picture. After that, you go back into your analytics and put the numbers side by side, the baseline versus the experiment.
And then comes the moment of truth. Step six, make a decision. This sounds simple, a binary choice, but what if the data is mixed? What if, say, views go up by 20%, but the completion rate drops by 5%? What wins?
That is a fantastic question, and it gets to the heart of what the algorithm wants.
Which is retention.
Which is retention. The sources are clear on this. Retention metrics, like watch time and completion rate, are far more valuable than top-level views. High views with low completion tells TikTok your video is basically clickbait.
So the hook is good, but the content isn't.
Exactly. So the decision rule is clear. If the change improves retention, you adopt it. If it doesn't, or if it hurts retention, you discard the hypothesis. No middle ground.
And discarding is a win, too, because now you know what not to do.
It's just as valuable.
Yeah.
Which brings us to step seven, the one everyone skips, but it's the most critical for long-term growth. Document.
The iteration diary.
This is where you build the diary. You don't just move on. You log every experiment. The hypothesis, the data, the final call. This is vital because trends change. What works in February might totally fail in July.
And the diary gives you that historical context.
It stops you from making the same mistake twice. You can look back and say, wait, we tried a question hook 3 months ago, and the data showed it didn't work for our audience. It helps you build a strategy that's tailored to your community, not just some generic trend.
That process really does take the voodoo out of it. It makes it engineering. Let's make this concrete with that mini example from the sources about testing video length.
Great idea.
So imagine a creator who makes environmental content. They think that maybe shorter, punchier videos will get a better completion rate.
Okay, so they start with their baseline. Let's call it Video A. It's 15 seconds long, uses a cool visual hook, maybe a time lapse of volunteers cleaning a beach.
And after 3 days, they log the data. Let's say it gets a completion rate of 68% and an average view duration of 10.2 seconds. That's a pretty strong baseline.
Very strong. Now, they form the hypothesis. If I make the video 30 seconds long to add more detail, the average view duration will go up and I'll keep the completion rate above 60%.
So they create Video B, 30 seconds, more detail about how to sign up for volunteering, but, and this is key, they keep the same visual hook style, the same sound, the same tone.
They publish at the same time of day, they wait their 3 to 5 days, and then they check the analytics.
And the outcome.
Striking. The 30-second video, it got some nice comments, people saying thanks for the info, but the retention metrics, they tanked.
Oh.
The completion rate dropped all the way to 45%, and the average view duration only nudged up a little to 13.5 seconds.
So even though it was twice as long, people weren't watching that much more of it.
Not at all. The algorithm sees that over half the viewers bailed before the end. That signals lower quality. That 15-second video, on the other hand, kept more than two-thirds of the audience locked in.
So the decision is purely data-driven. Discard the hypothesis that longer is better for their audience. They stick with the shorter videos.
And now they know it's the right move. They aren't guessing. They have escaped the guesswork and built a piece of their strategy on solid ground.
So to sum it all up, this whole iterative strategy, it's about creating leverage out of luck.
Stop trying to guess what millions of people want. Start testing what your specific audience actually responds to. Your job is just to set up fair experiments, test one thing at a time, and let the data tell you what to do next.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? The great thing is that this scientific process, it's not just for TikTok. It's a universal content principle.
It really is.
The next step, according to our sources, is to apply this exact process monitor, hypothesize, document to your other channels, your newsletters, your YouTube videos, maybe even your work presentation.
Anything you create.
Are you tracking your newsletter open rates and testing the subject line, the hook? Are you testing the length of your podcast segments or the tone of your intro.
Yeah.
If this method can optimize a quick 15-second video, just imagine the measurable gain it could achieve on a bigger, more complex project you're already working on. So find the one variable you're going to test this week, the hook, the length, the time of day, and just start documenting.
Start today.
That documentation is your first step. It's the beginning of building a true, reliable content engine.